Hey, it's Brad.
Hey, is Brad in?
It's Brad.
Hey, Brad, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good.
Hey, good. Actually trying to get in touch with you. I wanted to follow up. It looks like we sent you a finance offer about 2 weeks ago for some equipment financing and some working capital. I just wanted to touch base, see what sort of plans you got coming up.
I don't have anything right now.
No? Okay. Do you have a typical time that you looked at equipment on?
I did, but I've already found it and everything looks good.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, as far as cash flow goes, we got you pre-approved for some working capital. What could you do with $250 in the account?
$250,000?
Yeah, that's what looks like the approval's up for.
Well, every time I do that, then they come back and say, well, you're only approved for $25,000. You know, it's one of them things that I've been pre-approved from other places. They say you're up to... You know, they say up to, and this one didn't even say up to, and then they say, well, no, you're going, you know, then they try to hook you, and then you don't ever get what they tell you.
I see. Yeah, it looks like...
You're being hooked for, you're saying, I'm approved right now for $250.
Yeah, it's looking like they sent the offer to you. Looks like it was based off some financing you did through, looks like Fleet Capital. Now, I'm not sure what the specifics on you are. What do you normally do for gross sales, for gross annual sales?
My gross annual sales is about $750,000, a little more.
Oh, okay. All right. That's probably why.
I don't remember talking to any Fleet Capital. I don't remember. I was about 6 months ago. Someone said that, I don't remember who it was, you've been approved for this much money. So as soon as we apply, then they go back and say, no, you only got this because, you know, they made up some excuses. I said, well, you know, when you say you're pre-approved for this much, not up to this much, for this much, all they're trying to do is get you in the door, and then they try to, you know, so is this another one of them things?
Yeah, no, you know, it looks like, you know, to give you a straight-up honest answer, it looks like your business was grouped into kind of our category that it estimates between 2.5 to 5 million for gross sales. With what you're at, you know, I mean, not just being upfront with you, what it is, I mean,
why would I be into that?
I mean, realistically, if you were looking for capital, it would probably be around 75,000 to probably about 125, so about half that. I'm not sure.
That's the thing, is that someone else got the same message, and they, you know, did this, and as soon as we started throwing numbers at them, then they backed off and said, oh, you're only worth about 50, you know, we can only give you 50,000. Then they didn't even want to give me an interest rate. It was like, oh, no, we'll do so much per year, then, you know, ended up like being a loan shark.
Wow.
Because they wanted, you know, wouldn't even give me what the interest rate was because it was based on some other weird thing I just hung up on.
Was that with Fleet Capital? Because that's...
I have no idea who it was.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because, you know, I'm looking at it, really the only information that I have is that they clustered you into the 2.5 to 5 million category, and then they sent the offer based on some financing you did in 2013. It says through Fleet Capital.
I've never done any financing with them.
Huh. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, you know, I mean.
Yeah, if I do, I'll give you a holler.
Yeah, hey, absolutely.
All right.
Okay, appreciate the time, Brad.
All